Welcome back, and let's get into a really fun one. Building low-end pressure in Ableton Live 12 for that VHS rave colored jungle and old-school drum and bass vibe. This is a beginner lesson, so we're not trying to do anything overly technical or fancy. The whole idea is to make the track feel heavy, smoked out, and cinematic, while still keeping the kick, snare, and sub nice and clear. In drum and bass, that balance is everything. If the low end gets messy, the tune loses impact. If it's too clean, it can feel cold and flat. We want that sweet spot where it feels dirty, haunted, and powerful. So here's the mindset for today. Think in layers of distance. Your sub should feel dry and right up front. Your mid-bass should have some roughness and movement. Your atmosphere should be pushed back with filtering and space. That contrast is what gives you depth fast. Let's start by setting up the project. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic jungle and DNB pace, and it immediately puts you in the right zone. Now create a simple session structure with tracks for drum break, sub bass, mid bass, atmosphere, effects or transitions, drum bus, bass bus, and master. Color coding is a small thing, but it helps a lot. Fast music gets confusing fast, so make your session easy to read. Route the drum break to the drum bus, and route the sub bass and mid bass to the bass bus. Keep the atmosphere and FX separate so you can control them without messing with the low end. For now, don't put heavy processing on the master. The goal is headroom. As you build the track, try to keep the master peaking around negative 6 dB. That gives you space to work and keeps you from chasing loudness too early. Now let's build the sub. The sub is the anchor. It is not there to show off. It is there to hold the root notes and give the track weight. Use operator or wavetable and start with something very simple, like a sine style patch. If you're using operator, oscillator on sine is perfect. Keep the other oscillators off or very low. Program a MIDI clip with the root notes of your bassline. In a jungle or old-school DNB context, the notes are usually fairly short and very controlled. You can try 1/8 to 1/4 note lengths depending on the phrase. If you want a little slippery roller feel, add very subtle glide, maybe around 20 to 50 milliseconds, just enough to feel smooth, not so much that it starts sounding like a modern talking bass. After the synth, add EQ 8. If the sub has any unnecessary upper harmonics, trim them down. If it feels boxy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz, and keep the sub mono. That part is really important. If needed, put utility after it and set the width to 0%. The lowest layer should stay center and solid. If the sub disappears on smaller speakers, add a touch of saturator, just a little drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, with soft clip-on. This can help the bass stay audible without making it sound bigger than it should. The goal is stability and weight, not distortion for its own sake. Now for the mid-bass layer. This is where the VHS rave color starts to come alive. This layer is not your sub. It's the audible movement above the sub, the part that gives the groove character. You can use wavetable, analog, or operator here. A beginner-friendly starting point is a restyle sound, like two detuned saws or a complex wavetable with a dark filter. Try keeping the filter cut off somewhere around 120 to 300 Hz, with moderate resonance. Don't overdo the detuner stereo spread. If it gets too wide or too bright, it can sound exciting in solo but weak in the full mix. A simple device chain here could be autofilter, then saturator, then a light chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, and then EQ8. Autofilter is really useful because you can automate it. Open the cutoff a little on certain phrases so the bass breathes and moves. Saturator adds grit and helps the sound feel more like old tape or a worn-out system. Chorus or phaser should be used very lightly, just enough to smear the top and give it that hazy, unstable color. Then EQ8 can tame harshness if the sound gets too sharp around 2.5 to 5 kHz. A good rule here is that the mid-bass should support the groove, not dominate it. If it sounds huge in solo but weak with the drums, that's usually a sign it's too wide, too bright, or too busy. Now let's make the bass line answer the drums. This is a huge part of DNB, and honestly it's part arrangement, part mixing. The drums and bass need to have a conversation. If they both try to speak all the time, the groove gets crowded. If they alternate and leave space, the drop feels way bigger. Try a simple call and response idea. Put bass hits on the offbeats, leave room where the snare lands, and use short notes at the end of every two bars for variation. A nice beginner pattern might be bass notes on the end of the beat, then a small change or longer note in bar 3, then a little dropout in bar 4, so the groove can breathe. Use clip view to adjust note lengths quickly. Short notes can make the bass feel more percussive. Longer notes create pressure. The trick is to balance both. In Jungle and Rollers, the best low end often feels like it's pushing against the break, not swallowing it. Now let's bring in the break. Use a classic break sample or a chopped loop. Keep it simple at first. You want something that feels alive, but not overloaded. On the break track, a nice starter chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and maybe glue compressor if needed. You can gently high pass below 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. Then use drum bus for drive and a little crunch. Be careful with the boom control if the kick is already strong. Saturator can add a bit more density, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive. If you use glue compressor, keep it gentle. Think 2-to-1 ratio, slower attack, and a fairly quick or auto release. The big idea here is to keep the break punchy while leading the bottom octave to the sub. In old school jungle, some grit is good. Don't overclean it. A little roughness gives the track personality. Now add the atmosphere. This should feel like VHS rave smoke, not a giant fog bank sitting on top of the mix. You can use a pad and wavetable or analog, a noise source, or even a field recording or tape-style texture. The atmosphere should sit behind the drums and bass, not compete with them. Use autofilter to high pass it around 200 to 500 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low end. Add reverb, with a fairly high low cut and a moderate dry wet amount, maybe somewhere around 8 to 20%. You can also add a very subtle echo, but keep it filtered and dark. This is where automation becomes really powerful. Open the atmosphere filter slowly over 4 or 8 bars. Push more reverb in the intro. Pull it back when the drop hits. That gives you the feeling of a tape-warped rave hallway opening up and closing down around the groove. Next, let's talk about buses. On the bass bus, use EQ8 to make small adjustments if the bass feels thick but unclear. A gentle cut around 200 to 350 Hz can help if the low mids get muddy. A very light glue compressor can glue the sub and mid bass together, but don't squash it. A touch of saturator can add density if needed. And always check mono compatibility with utility. On the drum bus, keep the energy alive. Drum bus or glue compressor can help, but don't flatten the transients. If the snare feels too sharp, EQ8 can tame some bite around 3 to 6 kHz. A really useful beginner balancing move is to solo drums and bass together, then lower the bass, until the kick and snare are clearly audible. After that, bring the bass back up until it feels weighty again, but not louder than the snare impact. In DNB, the snare needs to punch through. If the snare is readable and the sub feels present but controlled, you're on the right track. Now let's add some motion with automation. This is where the track starts feeling like more than a loop. Good beginner automation moves include filter cutoff on the mid bass, reverb amount on the atmosphere, volume mutes before a drop, echo feedback for transitions, and maybe width changes on the atmosphere only. A simple arrangement could be an 8-bar intro with atmosphere, filtered break, and faint bass hints, then an 8-bar build where the bass filter opens a little and the drum pattern gets a bit more active, then a 16-bar drop where the full drums and bass hit, then a switch-up bar where you remove the sub or thin out the drums, and then a second drop with a slightly darker filter setting. Keep the automation simple and obvious. Beginners often over-automate. In this style, a few strong moves are better than constant motion. Now do a mono check. This is a really important step. Put utility on the bass bus or master and briefly set the width to 0%. Listen for phase weirdness or bass dropouts. If the bass disappears, reduce stereo width on the mid-bass or simplify any chorus or phaser effects. The sub should stay solid in mono no matter what. Also check your levels at lower volume. If the groove still feels strong when listening quietly, the balance is probably working. If the track only sounds heavy when loud, the bass may be too dependent on volume instead of arrangement. And here's a really useful rule: if the bass sounds exciting in solo but the track feels smaller when the drums come in, the mix is probably overprocessed. Simplify first, then enhance. Let's quickly talk about common mistakes. One big one is making the sub stereo. Don't do that. Keep the lowest layer centered. Another is drowning the drums or bass in reverb. Reverb belongs mostly on the atmosphere and transitions, not on the low end. Also watch the low mids. Too much around 200 to 400 Hz can make the mix foggy very fast. Another common mistake is having too much bass movement all the time. Pressure comes from contrast. Let some notes stay steady, and make sure the kick and snare are not fighting the bass. Often the best fix is arrangement, not just EQ. And finally, don't chase loudness too early. Leave headroom until the loop actually works. A few pro tips before we wrap up. Use short note gaps in the bass line so the drums can breathe. Add a little saturator before EQ on the mid-bass if you want audible grit without making it louder. Try slow auto-filter movement for that haunted VHS pulse. Add ghost notes in the break very quietly. They help the groove feel alive. Keep the atmosphere dark by rolling off the highs. And if the drop feels flat, mute the sub for half a bar before the main hit. That tiny silence can make the next hit feel enormous. If you want to push the vibe even further, try splitting the mid-bass into two personalities. One darker, narrower layer for the main groove, and one brighter layer that appears only at phrase ends. Or try a ghost bass layer by duplicating the MIDI and processing it quietly with heavy filtering and distortion. That can add menace without taking over the mix. For a quick practice challenge, build an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM with one break sample, a mono sub, a textured mid-bass, and a filtered atmosphere. Make one bass phrase leave space for the snare. Check mono on the bass bus, then adjust the levels until the drums stay punchy and the bass feels heavy, but controlled.